Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. I'm here today with the Director of Musical Theater Performance at Western Michigan University, Jay Burko. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to chatting with you about the program.
Yes, I have to say I'm looking forward to learning some more about the program myself today. I've sent several students your way in the past couple of years, but I'm not sure I've ever had a student go, so I'm looking forward to learning some more. But first, we want to get to know more about you. We always learn about the person before the program. So I would love it if you could start out by telling us a little bit about your career and training that led you up to your time at Western Michigan University.
You know, I've actually had several careers within the industry. I grew up in outside Washington, D.C. in Maryland and started very early. My very first production, I was in a production of MAME. I played Emery. Who's Emery in MAME? He's the little brother of Sally Cato McDougal, and my mother played Sally Cato, and she was very excited that her son was playing her brother. I only had two lines. I had a little scene with Patrick, and he was like, "Your sister's nice." And I'm like, "Nice? They teach you to spell up north? My sister is a B-I-T-C-H." So that, after that, I couldn't stop. But I was a dancer primarily, and in fact, I danced professionally throughout high school with a company called Feet First out of D.C. And then I went to Dartmouth and majored in theater directing. And then I moved to New York and actually got very, very lucky and was able to appear very quickly in productions of Chorus Line and Evita and La Cage aux Folles, as well as several off-Broadway shows. And then I said, you know what, I'm not doing what my real passion is, which is directing and writing. And left New York, went to Purdue, got my MFA in directing, and then moved back to New York and have been writing and directing ever since. Some of my more notable work, I directed and wrote the off-Broadway hit musical Jolson and Company. Mm-hmm. I also have, right now, a show called What a Glorious Feeling, which is a backstage musical about Gene Kelly and the making of Singing in the Rain, which has been playing internationally. It's been done in London, it's been done in South Africa, and in Chicago, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, all over the country. So that's been happening.
Wow.
And then as a director, I've directed several other off-Broadway shows. I've directed regionally all over the country. And I've been at Western now for 18 years. And I'm very passionate about writing, directing, but more importantly about education, about being a mentor for the students that come through my program.
Yeah, so how does someone with so many credits in New York and things end up in, it's Kalamazoo, right? You're in Kalamazoo?
Kalamazoo, yes, there is a Kalamazoo. You know, it was kind of fate, I guess, or just kind of congruence of events, but really I was looking for a situation in education that would allow me to kind of continue my work as a writer, but also primarily focus on a program that was competitive, that had a strong reputation of professionalism and bringing students to significant markets, but also would allow me enough independence and freedom to really sculpt the program in the direction that I felt the industry needed. And when I came here 18 years ago, there were a lot of things about educational musical theater that have changed since, and I hope I've been a part of that change. I'm feeling quite confident that even immediately I made significant changes in this program, and since then a lot of the things that I've done here have then been adopted by a lot of programs across the country, and I'm a strong member of the Music Theater Educators Alliance and often confer with a lot of my colleagues, and right now we're going through hopefully another big change in terms of making our programs more inclusive, more gender non-specific, and really kind of growing the programs in the direction where the industry should be going.
Great. Have you been director of the program since you arrived there 18 years ago?
Yes. That's why I came here. That's why I took the job. I was originally hired by our performer chair, Terry Williams. And in fact, they've offered me a lot of autonomy when I came here. To be honest, when I did my interview, because I really wasn't coming from an academic background, I was coming from a much more professional New York background, my first interview here, it was a 3-day interview process, and it was kind of intense, actually. And my first day, I was like, oh, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This program has a great reputation. And then as I was here the first day, I was looking at things, I was speaking with students, I was looking at their curriculum, and I was like, God, this program's a mess. This is not right. So the second day, I went into my interview and I said, you know, everything I said yesterday, let's kind of like start from scratch. This program is struggling. This is what you need to do to fix it. This is, I think, what the future of this program needs to be. And they said, here's your contract.
How long has the BFA musical theater program been around there?
It's been around here since kind of the early 90s, actually. Yeah, it's been around for quite a while. I came here in 2004. Yeah. But even prior to having an official music theater program, there was a strong musical theater element within the drama major or acting major. In fact, Maren Mazie, the late great Maren Mazie, was a student here. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, when I actually took the job, she called me. It was one of the first phone calls I got after I accepted the contract. She's like, this is Maren Mazie, and I'm an alum of Western, and I want to do everything I can to help the students. And she and Jason Danieli came out and did a 2-week workshop and performed and worked with the students and had been a great supporter of our program ever since until her death.
That's wonderful. I knew she had gone there. So as we transition to start talking about the program, the first thing I usually ask of my guest is to give me your elevator pitch. 60 seconds or less, though I don't time you. You know, tell us why Western Michigan University?
Well, this particular program, there's something that I feel very strongly about, because there's always going to be someone who can kick their leg higher or belt higher or is a better dancer, but there's never going to be someone who's you. And this is the program you go to that's going to develop you as an individual. This is not the place to come if you're saying your freshman year, oh, what is my type and how can I fit into this industry? I think you need to go to a university to grow as an artist and discover yourself, not to limit yourself. And this program offers you enough individual attention and growth and support, and what happens in the room stays in the room, so that you feel supported and controlled and able to grow and make some choices and fall down and get back up and really challenge yourself. While doing that, we provide strong training in all three areas. It's tantamount to a triple major in acting, vocal performance, and dance. We have one of the strongest dance programs of any music theater training program because we are integrated directly with our dance major. So there is no distinction. You take the jazz, ballet, tap, modern choreography right along with the dance majors, and it's challenging and will push you. And as a result, if you look at a lot of the Broadway shows and tours, particularly dance captains, a lot of them are from our program. Like, for example, right now, the dance captain of Cats is from our program. The dance captain of The Prom is from our program. The dance captain of Hamilton is from our program. So it is a real strong dance element within the program. And same thing goes for the acting training. You are not separated from the acting majors. You're trained with the acting majors. And so that includes both stage and television and screen acting technique classes as well. While at the same time you're getting your music theory, oral skills, piano, keyboard, all of the elements that are required to be a strong music theater major. And the other thing, the last thing I'll kind of say is, years ago, one of my students came in, and they'd been in New York for several years, and they had decided that wasn't the city for them, and they were leaving New York. And the only way I found out about it was a post on Facebook. And I called them, and I said, you know, you're leaving New York, and I hadn't really heard from you. And they said, you know, I didn't want to disappoint you. And that really affected me profoundly, because it is not my job to tell you what happiness is for you or any of my students. And it is my job to make sure that you're ready to be competitive in a very competitive market wherever you choose to go. And it is not my job to tell you how to define happiness or success. And so I want to prepare you, if you choose to go to New York or Chicago or LA or Atlanta, you will be ready to be competitive in any market that you choose to enter. But it is by no means a disappointment to us or the program or to yourself if you as a student or you as a professional in this industry decide that you want to be in a different market, or you have different goals in your life, and you're going to use your talents and your training to achieve success, however you define it.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Let's now dive into this program a little bit more and talk more specifics. If we could start with freshman year and sort of give us the overall track, what students will do, what they'll study starting on their first year.
Well, the way the program works is kind of a divide and conquer methodology. Your freshman year, we'll break all of the technical elements of the training down into its component parts. So you're going to be placed in whatever dance class you are placed into based on your audition. So unlike some programs where you have kind of a music, theater, dance track, we do not have that. We have 5 different levels of jazz, 4 different levels of ballet, and you do an audition and you're placed in the class where you belong and you're challenged accordingly. Mm-hmm. So you start your dance track right away. You start your acting training right away. And then your freshman spring, you'll start your what we call music, theater, musicianship, which is a combination of oral skills, music theory, and piano keyboard. And then you'll also start your private voice instruction, which you take for 7 semesters, 1 hour a week. And then you also have a half hour kind of coaching with your accompanist that's also part of your schedule each week. Wow. So that's kind of your freshman year. And then your sophomore year, we start kind of a more integrated approach. So then now you start your music theater workshop classes, which you take with me. And so you'll have me for 2.5 years just with your cohort of 15 students, where you put it all together. So you continue the acting track, you continue your dance lessons, you continue your voice, and you'll also take music theater history and some script analysis. And then you'll start taking these workshop classes, which start with song interpretation, audition techniques. Second semester is scene study, which we're doing right now, actually, even during the pandemic. We're mostly outside right now, and we'll do each student will do 3 scenes from a musical. And then your third semester, then we also do a special like 4-week section on contemporary singing, where we'll bring in some guest artists, work with them on real contemporary vocal technique. And then your junior spring, we do kind of your advanced workshop, which is a little bit of professional training, professional prep, building your website, constructing your resume, getting your headshots, working with casting directors and agents that we bring in. And then we also do a full kind of workshop class project where we do an actual musical just with your 15 cohorts. And then your senior fall, we do showcase, and we build the showcase in a class, and we also bring in some pretty spectacular guest artists, mostly from New York, to work with the students and also perform with the students in what we call Next Stop Broadway. So this year we have Darius DeHaas, who'll be joining us later this semester. In the past, we've had Katie Huffman, we've had Beth Level, we've had Jeff, we've had Patrick Cassidy, we've had Lilias White. It's like these all-star names. Mm-hmm. So they've all come here and work with our students, which has been kind of really wonderful, and they continue to, like, when Beth Level came here, and then when we brought Showcase to New York during the run of the prom, she brought half the cast with her to come to our showcase and just kind of engage with the students, which was terrific.
So Senior Showcase is performed both in Kalamazoo and in New York?
Senior Showcase is performed primarily in New York.
Okay.
We do it as a public performance here in Kalamazoo, just to kind of give the students a chance to do it in front of an audience. And because we bring in these guest artists, they are kind of the opening act for a cabaret that the guest artists will perform as well. We typically do our showcase in New York City at Theater of Theaters, which is an off-Broadway theater at 42nd and 9th. First Monday in March, although this year it's the second Monday in March. I think it's March 8th. We also have been, thanks to COVID, one of the things we've benefited from is that we've kind of bumped up our video game. So in addition to doing the live showcase this year, we also bring in a professional crew, and we create a digital showcase, which is uploaded onto our website, so we can share that nationally. We can share that with agents and casting directors in LA and in Chicago. So we do that as well. And last year, when we couldn't actually travel to New York, we actually flew in agents from New York to Detroit Airport, rented a rented a banquet hall in the Detroit near in a hotel near the Detroit airport, and still did showcase for about 6 agents that we flew in.
Wow, that's wonderful. What that's great.
we're not letting this thing take us down.
I see. So one of the questions I always tell students to ask is, you know, what is your success rate as far as getting students signed from those showcases? You have a relatively small group, so I mean that gives them a really great opportunity to be seen.
You know, the last 2 years has been weird, but
of course.
In general, I would say right out of showcase, probably about 50%, and then it builds from there. You know, over the following year, some of the students that don't sign immediately are freelancing with various agents that they've met in New York. And then I would say a good chunk of our students choose not to go to New York, and a number of them, we have a very strong contingent that go to Chicago.
Right.
We're only 2 hours drive from Chicago at Western. Mm-hmm. And so we have students that are actually working professionally in Chicago while they're here. I have students that are frequently doing guest spots on all of the various Chicago TV shows, Chicago Fire, Chicago Hope. So we do have a lot of kind of television connection in Chicago, and so a lot of them have agents already for their TV work while they're here.
And I guess working backwards now, we normally talk about the other performance opportunities before we get to senior year, but working backwards, talk to us about performance opportunities throughout their time there starting freshman year.
Well, we do 9 shows a year.
Wow.
Yes, not all musicals. And one of the things that's unique about Western's program is that the music theater majors, not only are they allowed and encouraged to audition for the plays as well as musicals, frequently they are required to, although we do not require anyone to audition for a show for which they don't feel they're appropriate or they don't want to. That's not a requirement. But many of our students have the opportunity to perform in a lot of straight plays as well as musicals while they're at Western. We typically do 2 or 3 musicals a year plus the senior showcase performance. And they vary from a lot of contemporary work to new work to traditional shows to Golden Age musicals. And then the plays that we do vary from a lot of contemporary work, new work. We also bring in a lot of guest directors. So they're not just working with faculty directors. Right now, we're in the middle of our outdoor run of Into the Woods, which has been directed by Anthony Hamilton, who is a guest director. And I'm actually directing one of the plays this semester, so I'm not directing the musical. Kalamazoo itself is this funky little arts town. It's a small city, I'd say probably a population of about maybe 175,000. Kalamazoo area at large is probably about 500,000. Mm-hmm. But that takes you all the way to like Battle Creek, land of Kellogg's. But we have, it's a big college town, and it's also the home of Kellogg's and Pfizer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And, I've heard of them.
Yeah, Pfizer's gotten very big lately. But because we have all these kind of industries that attract a lot of educated people, we have a very strong arts community, and so there is a lot of professional and semi-professional theater, music, and dance in the community. So as well, while you're here at Western, in addition to our on-campus productions, you're eligible to audition for Farmers Alley Theater, which is a local equity company right downtown. We also have one of the largest community theaters, oldest community theaters in the country, Kalamazoo Civic. And then we have several semi-professional theater companies. We have a LGBTQIA dedicated theater company. We have Face Off Theater, which is a black and people of color theater that does a lot of really interesting, exciting work. So there's a lot going on, and our students are able to get professional credits right here in town. We're also about 45 minutes from Saugatuck, Michigan, where there's also a professional summer theater mm-hmm. that kind of extends its season. Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot of work for the students right here. We also have recently started kind of a long-term relationship with the Battle Creek Symphony, and they do a lot of concert work, and they've been hiring our students professionally to come in. And right now they're doing a concert production of Guys and Dolls, and we have about 6 students performing in that.
Mm. Are there any student-led performance opportunities on campus?
There are. You're really good at this asking follow-up questions thing.
I've recorded a few of these.
We have a program called the Footlights, which are all student-directed productions, and we usually do about 3 or 4 per semester. They are plays and musicals. Some of the musicals that we've had that were student-directed include Violet, Assassins, some of the other ones. Oh, I can't remember all of them, but we've done quite a few, it kind of depends on whether we have a student that's interested in pursuing that. We do not have a directing major, but we do have a directing kind of emphasis, which a lot of our acting majors and music theater majors choose to kind of pursue as kind of a minor, where they can take several directing classes, and they can also assistant direct on plays and musicals with faculty or guest artists.
Yeah. Are performance opportunities open campus-wide or just within the major for auditions?
They are open campus-wide. And as long as you're a full-time registered student, you can audition for any of our work in the department.
Do you ever get that science major who's suddenly the lead in one of the shows, or is it pretty much the BFA kids?
It's pretty much the BFA kids. I mean, our program is highly competitive.
Yes.
We audition usually about 400 to 500 students a year, and we take 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are dedicated to ensure that students that are in the program have opportunities to perform while they're here. That being said, you know, if we're doing a big dance musical, we certainly have cast a number of dance majors in the program and in the productions. And, you know, there has been the occasional student who kind of sneaks in and says, well, I'm a chemistry major and I'd like to do this, and they have some talent. So it has happened, but very, very rarely, in all honesty. We are looking into starting a certificate program in the summers for students that are interested in getting kind of a certificate in music theater performance. This is primarily for people that are in other majors like education who are going to be doing directing or choreographing or music directing shows within their high schools, who want to get some more training in musical theater, or as well as that odd chemistry major who did high school musicals and is really missing it and just wants to kind of pursue it. So we're building that program. It's about an 18 credit hour major that you take over 2 summers. It's just a certificate. And to be honest, you don't even need to be a Western student, as long as you can just come in during the summers and register it while you're at another school.
Wow. And other than the BFA musical theater degree there, what other theater related degrees do you offer?
Well, we have a degree in acting. And then we have a degree in stage management. And to be honest, we have one of the strongest undergraduate stage management programs I've ever seen. And we have a degree where you can come here to study stage management, which is terrific. We also have a really strong tech and design program. And we're an entirely undergraduate program, so that if you're coming to the school to major in set design or lighting design, you're not only going to have chances to do classwork and small student-directed projects, but eventually you will have a chance to at least design one main stage production that's directed by faculty and or a guest director, professional guest director. So you will see your set and design work on stage in full production. We also have a theater management degree, which is in conjunction with our business degree. So we have that as well. So, and then we have kind of you can create like your own theater degree. Like if you come to this program and you're majoring in acting and you decide, you know what, my real focus is going to be directing, we're able to kind of finesse that degree for you so that you can accomplish that.
And what about the opportunity to minor in both within the performing arts and outside?
There is no minor in musical theater performance.
I was asking for
if my students can minor in other things.
Yes.
Yeah, we encourage that, actually. I encourage it. Although I frequently quote the line from the musical where she says, if you don't have anything to fall back on, you won't fall back. But but nevertheless, I do encourage our students to kind of explore all their areas of interest. We have a a lot of my students minor in dance, just because it gives you more opportunities to take more dance classes and get more priority for the dance classes that are popular. But I've had students minor in everything from journalism to Spanish to history, all across the board. I've also had quite a few students double major. It takes a lot of work. Music theater is an 84 credit hour major, so to add a double major to it means that you're going to be working your butt off. It is helpful if you come in with some AP credits, so you can kind of dispense with some of your gen eds. But I've had students double major in related fields. Like I have a dance double major. I've had a music or piano performance double major, and then I've had double majors in areas that were related but not necessarily conjunct.
Yeah.
The same. Like I've had a journalism double major. And he's actually put that to good use. He actually makes most of his kind of like offstage money writing a theater blog in LA. So he's using it quite well. I've had business double majors. I've had foreign language double majors. So it's sometimes it's hard to accomplish in 4 years. Although I have one student who, believe it or not, was a chemistry double major, and she did it in 3.5 years. But she's a genius. Very exceptional young woman.
I would say so. And do you know what she's doing now? What did she end up doing with those 2 degrees?
You know, right now, she is, because of the pandemic, she was on tour with a musical, and then that closed. And so now she has returned. She's getting her her nursing degree and then doing recorded books. And so she's getting her nursing degree, and I think she has 4 books that came out this year.
Interesting. I'm not normally one to, you know, say you have to have that fallback plan either. And like you said, if you have nothing to fall back on, you won't fall back. But I always say that the minors are more to just make you a more well-rounded person and therefore a better performer. Because let's be honest, if you're a minor in psychology, it's not like you can become a psychiatrist with a psychology minor. So, it's interesting to hear you say that you had so many people double major, and I'm always interested to hear what they end up doing with that. Because also double majoring at most schools with musical theater is just not possible.
It's very challenging. I will say this, like, as a, you know, kind of one of the reasons I strongly advocate going to a university rather than a conservatory is that. I do strongly believe that any performer needs to be a well-rounded, informed human being, and particularly in our society right now. I minored in history and double majored in creative writing and Native American literature because I was crazy, but not crazy to do Native American literature, but crazy to have that many academic things floating at the same time in college, but. I do think it's made me a much more well-rounded person. I do think studying history, studying foreign languages, studying society and culture is a huge amount of what makes you a well-rounded and interesting person.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Speaking of the well-rounded and interesting people that have come out of your program, can we chat a little bit about some names that might have come out of Western Michigan that people may have heard of?
Sure. Well, I already mentioned Maren Mazie, and of course she's, you know, she was a huge, huge influence on my, when I came to Western. Maren Mazie is, you know, the late, great Tony Award nominee Maren Mazie went to Western and returned to Western frequently, certainly during my tenure as director of the program. I also was fortunate enough to teach Brooke Elliott, who you may know from the TV show Drop Dead Diva. Stephen Lynch, he was a little before my time, but he was the from the original lead of The Wedding Singer on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Marino, who was one of the kind of Mrs. Potts. And then more recently, Crystal Lucas Perry is an alum of our program. She's slated to play John Adams in the upcoming 1776 on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And then this is just some of the students, like a handful of students that are currently working right now, in the pandemic, reopening their Broadway shows. I have Tiffany Frances, who's in Ain't Too Proud, Mikey Winslow, who's in Hamilton, Lexi Plath, who just signed to be the dance captain for the Prom National Tour, Brian Martin, who is making his Broadway debut in Mrs. Doubtfire, Hannah Ellis, who was most recently in Christmas Carol, and then Marcus Shane, who's out on tour with Mean Girls right now.
Wow. That's awesome. That's incredible. So let's chat a little bit now about let's talk about Kalamazoo. It's one of those funny names that you hear, like Bugs Bunny mention. But it is a real city, folks, that in Walla Walla, Washington. Eventually, kids want to leave campus and maybe do things in the area. So if we can chat a little bit about what there is to do around Kalamazoo and what student life is sort of like.
Well, Kalamazoo it's a university town. I mean, Western is a pretty sizable school. It's about 25,000 students. And Kalamazoo itself, as I mentioned, one of the nice things about Kalamazoo is it has a very thriving and lovely downtown. It's not one of those small Midwestern cities when Walmart came in and downtown kind of died. Kalamazoo has this really beautiful, thriving downtown with restaurants and theater and music and all kinds of cultural events happening. So there is kind of a real lifestyle in Kalamazoo, not just for students, but for faculty, for adults that choose to live here. We also have, FYI, I don't know if you've heard about this, but we have something called the Kalamazoo Promise. So if you bring your family, young family, to Kalamazoo and you live here for 6 years, you can send your kids to Michigan universities for free. Wow. So that's a nice thing here in Kalamazoo. And I don't know if you're aware of this either, but actually Western Michigan just received a huge, like multi-million dollar support donation from some donors. So we're really kind of in a good place as a university financially, which is nice.
Congratulations.
The city itself is kind of located in this nice little spot, like about 2-hour drive from Detroit, 2-hour drive from Chicago. So even though the city itself is small and you don't have the same kind of opportunities that you might have if you were to go to school in Chicago or New York or Atlanta, you can certainly get there quick enough. And as I mentioned earlier, a number of our students do take advantage, particularly of Chicago professional opportunities. There's a lot of equity and non-equity professional theater opportunities in Chicago, particularly in the summers, but all year round. And some of our students actually do take advantage of that, especially with television and film production really growing in Chicago and in Detroit. A number of my students have agents in both cities and are doing commercials and work in both cities, kind of. And we also have, we're also about 45 minutes to an hour from Grand Rapids, which is a similar city to Kalamazoo, about the same size, but also has its own thriving professional theater environment, and another college, Grand Valley State, is up there. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like where we are pocket-wise. And we're also, I mean, the department itself is very all-engaging. And we're also, technically, we're the School of Theater and Dance, and we're very integrated with the dance program. So if you are a very strong dancer, you have plenty of opportunities not just to audition for the plays and musicals within the theater area, but also a lot of the concert dance work that is produced. And we also have a professional touring dance company that you can be part of, and many of our students have.
Great. Let's chat now about the audition process to get into Western Michigan. Let's start with first question before we get to numbers. Do you pre-screen?
We do pre-screen. Our audition process is through getaccepted.com, which I'm sure many of your listeners have used for many schools. And so you navigate through Get Accepted and choose Western. And then you the pre-screen is very simple. You just upload a 30-second cut from any song that you wish, and then you're notified whether you're able to move on to the next step of the audition. And then you have several choices as how you can audition for the program. And right now, during the pandemic, we're still kind of trying to figure out if we can do in-person auditions this year. We're planning to. So you can schedule an in-person audition. We were planning to do one in November, but I think we're moving that to Zoom right now. But we're going to be attending the Unified Auditions in Chicago on February 8th and 9th. So you can schedule an appointment to audition for us in Chicago. And then we are also going to be having on-campus auditions later in February, like 2 weeks after Chicago auditions, and again in March, like March 24th. I'd have to look at our website to remember the exact date. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a Friday and Saturday in February and March for in-person live auditions on campus. you can also choose to do one of our Zoom auditions, where basically you're doing the same thing as the live audition, except for you're doing it over Zoom. You'll have an appointment. You actually have to sing to a track or a live accompanist that you bring into the space where you're going to be auditioning. And then, but you'll still have the opportunity to see us, to meet us, to engage with us live, although over Zoom. And then your final option is to just upload videos directly to get accepted and do your audition that way. That is fine. I do think it's probably a better experience for auditionees to do at least the in-person or the Zoom audition, just because you do meet us and have at least a sense of what the program is. When we do the Zoom auditions, in addition to your actual kind of Zoom room with me and my colleagues, we also have students that have like tablets that are going to take you on tour of the department and meet, you know, and you'll have like a kind of a discussion opportunity with some of our existing students. So you'll still have a little bit of the on-campus feeling. It won't be so clinical as just kind of, you have like 5 minutes in the room with me and that's all there is. Mm-hmm. Not at all. You actually really engage with students and have an opportunity to talk, ask questions, meet students, and see the space, even while you're on Zoom. You're going to ask me, Ness, what the actual audition is.
I am.
it's two songs in a monologue. So the two songs are just 1 minute cuts. Anything you want. It doesn't necessarily have to be musical theater. It can be a pop song. It can be classical. I do want to hear you sing in two different styles of vocal work. So it's not like the old school of like ballad up tempo. I definitely want to hear something contemporary, and then your second piece can just be something contrasting. Mm-hmm. And then the monologue, contemporary monologues. Please do not do a Shakespeare monologue for me. Do something contemporary. It does not have to be from a play. It can be from television or film. That's perfectly fine. And most important for me, when you're doing your work, is that I want to see you connecting to your words, to your materials. I want to see the lyrics matter to you. I want to see the words that you're saying have meaning, and I want to know who you're talking to and why you need to say this stuff. And that can be tricky on a video, but that I'm not looking for a finessed, finished performance. That's why you're coming to college. I'm looking for someone who connects and is a storyteller.
So if I'm going to ask you about numbers now, and you mentioned a few of these just throughout our other questions, but approximately how many pre-screen applications do you receive every year?
In the approximately 400 each year.
And then from those pre-screens, how many do you pass through to a live audition?
Most of them, to be honest. We probably only eliminate maybe 50 or so. Mm-hmm. You know, just really just, and some of the folks that we don't pre-screen into the music theater auditions, we will contact and say, you know, look, you're a really lovely actor. Maybe you should consider auditioning for our acting program. So we do kind of like move that. And you can actually audition for both programs at the same time if you wish to.
I was just going to ask that too. Is it both the acting faculty and the musical theater faculty that are the decision makers in the room during those auditions?
No, you have to do two separate auditions, but you can.
Sorry, you have to do two separate auditions, but you can...
You can audition for both programs, but it's not simultaneous.
Like, got it. Okay.
When you audition for a music theater, you'll be auditioning for me and the director of our voice program, which is Ed Walker, and the director of our dance program, which is Monique Haley. And then if you're choosing to audition for acting, then it's a whole separate room of people.
And then lastly, you are aiming for what size incoming class?
15, generally.
15. Great. And then what qualities are you looking for in a student to pass them through to the next level there? What are the things that you're sort of checking off as you're watching?
You have to be able to sing on pitch with
shocking
with some vocal support. That's number one. And then number two is really telling a story, having a beginning, middle, and end. You're using your singing voice and your interpretation of lyrics to tell a story, to pull me in, to be able to emotionally move me and to allow me to feel empathetic towards whatever it is you're trying to achieve during your work. So that's number two. Mm-hmm. And then number three is that kind of ephemeral thing of just students who are engaging. And I am not looking for any kind of cookie cutter this is a triple threat music theater major. I am looking for a variety of students who bring something special to the table. Be yourself.
And one of my last questions today for you is, what is something that you're looking forward to this year?
I will tell you the honest truth. I was very trepidatious about this year. Last year was challenging in so many ways. Challenging in terms of kind of constantly coming up with programming and changing how we were constructing classes during the pandemic, and it was having to constantly be on our toes, and then just how stressed out the students were, and what a rough experience it was for the college freshmen to come to college for the very first time and have it be during the pandemic and all of the restrictions and that were placed on them. This year, I want us to be a joy factory, in all honesty. I'm looking forward to allowing the students to kind of grow as artists, but more importantly, we as artists have a huge responsibility, not just to educate and to be part of the growth of society, but also to bring some joy and some distraction and some laughter and humor to this world that has gotten so serious. And so I'm hoping to do that. I'm also really looking forward to some of the guest artists that we're bringing in. I'm really excited about Darius De Haas coming to campus. And we are actually currently in production of Into the Woods. In the spring, we're going to be doing Head Over Heels. And we're actually beginning, my music director is starting a cabaret company, which we've never had before, which we're going to just have a company that's available to do cabaret work wherever on campus. We actually already have 3 bookings coming up for a company that hasn't auditioned yet. So there's just a kind of a lot of new things going on. But I think the thing I'm most excited about and was incredibly surprised and thrilled with is how engaged, focused, upbeat, positive the students have been this semester. I was coming into the semester hunkered down, ready to kind of like, okay, here we go, year 2 of the pandemic. And instead, I've been met with so much excitement and joy about everything that we're doing in class and all the, you know, the fact that we are able to do productions and even the future. Certainly our seniors are very trepidatious about going into the industry right now when the industry is going through so many, you know, distillations. But I feel like they are kind of bringing a pretty positive energy to it. So I'm excited about what's going to happen for them too.
Great. Well, Jay, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with me today about your amazing program there in Michigan. And if students or parents want to learn anything more about the program, what's the best way to reach out?
The best way is to, first of all, take a pop and look at our website, which is wmich.edu/theater with an R-E. And once you're on that website, you can learn a lot about the program, and you can also feel free to pop me an email. And I also have like a whole student committee, so if you just want to ask questions of current students, you can talk to Noah, you can talk to my assistant Sophie, and I'm also happy to meet with people over Zoom to kind of just talk about the program. And we're also, right now, you can visit campus if you wish and attend classes and come watch shows. So if you're in the area, give Sophie a call and we'll schedule a time where you can come to campus and visit.
Yeah, you said you're about just 2 hours from Detroit?
2 hours from Detroit, but depends on airport. Where in Chicago, but between 2 and 2.5 hours from Chicago.
Yeah. We are, I'm actually bringing a group of about 20 students up to do an on-campus workshop at, I'm not sure if you've heard of this other place just down the highway from you in Ann Arbor that has a BFA musical theater program. We're going to be there for a day.
Pretty good school there.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'll encourage my students, because everyone's going to have a car, to maybe pop over and see, because we'll have some free time over there. So that would be amazing for them to get a chance to see your school. But I encourage everyone, every one of my students this year, I think I've mentioned your name too, to check out. So I hope you see lots of my kids. And we'll be in touch very soon to talk about some workshops and things as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. We'll chat soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, Tim.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.